Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, the weekend's here. You don't want to carry some emotional baggage with you that you're upset about. Air it out. Get it off your chest. That's why we have this segment called What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So please call in now. If you don't get through right away, try back. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Hangman. What's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me is, man, I mean, guys, you go get gas, and the gas is either $2.99 or $3.01. And I just saw the tanker at this one place. They set the price. They're making a profit. All of a sudden, they hear that, oh, my gosh, the whole the state of Florida is up 6 cents. Then they jack up the price 6 cents automatically, even though they're making a profit on what they paid for. Drives me up the wall. I see it all over. That's just bugging me.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. These wholesale prices fluctuate a lot. So you're the owner. You get the delivery. You've got to reset to the higher price. And yes, the individual owners or whatever, they've got wiggle room there. They can set it lower. It might increase business. Others say, no, I want to make more per gallon or whatever. But that's your job as a consumer. Mm-hmm. If you keep giving business to the folks that have it jacked up a little bit, well, yeah, you're rewarding bad behavior. If you consider bad behavior.
Yeah.
Because if nobody goes and spends money, then they're not going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want that, I don't think, do you? Yeah. Oh, don't worry. There'll be an electric recharging station.
Right.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me, and this is in line with both existing law and DOGE, is why Trump is not just enforcing existing law. Like, everybody who shows up at the border who is not a Mexican or a Canadian, we need some Nancy Reagan, just say no. They're just turned away. If they can muster the money to make it to the Mexico border, then they can muster the money to go back home. So it's just like, save us some money. I mean, this is in line with DOGE. If you're not Canadian and you're not Mexican, you can't come into the United States claiming asylum and all that stuff.
Well, you can claim asylum, but you're going to wait in Mexico. He did that via executive order back to before Biden rescinded that. So, yeah, that's going to make a huge difference right off the bat.
And remember, if they are not from Mexico, if you're from farther south, you're supposed to stop and stay.
The first safest country, whatever.
You don't travel through 5 countries just to get to the one you want to get to.
Yeah. So, to your point, Mark, yeah. Start to institute existing law in every way.
Yeah.
Let's go to Wayne. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. What's bugging me? Let's see if I can explain this real quick. This is kind of a PSA for all the vets that use the VA system out there. About a year ago or so, I tried to log on to the IRS and want to take a look at, see what my Social Security is doing and stuff like that. And they got this new thing called ID Me and government login. They want your driver's license and stuff. I can only imagine these new IRS soy boys out there with firearms approaching you in the parking lot of Walmart because they now have your picture and they got a problem with you or something going on. Now, the VA is requiring you to use the same system. By the way, I refuse to log into the IRS system with my driver's license and my picture. However, the VA is using the same system. They're forcing us to do it by the 31st of this month, or you will not be able to use the My Healthy Vet system where you can manage your medications and your appointments and talk to your doctor and other things. And they will not accept a VA ID, which has your picture on it.
Wow. Yeah. That's, again, that's Trump. There's going to be new leadership with the VA and possibly, and we'll see if some things, you know, change. I don't know. I can't address it because I don't know that much about it. But let's go to Tom. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, I think it's the Panama Canal. Now, let me get this right. If we were to take control of the Panama Canal, we'd be able to turn the switch off of anybody who's coming from South America to the North America, right? That cuts it off right there. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, you'd have to somehow get around the canal, the locks, yeah.
Boy, oh boy, so maybe that's what Trump's thinking. Hey, we don't have to worry about immigration from South America, uncontrolled immigration. If we can control the Panama Canal and put our troops down there, we should never have given up, guys. And I've been speaking to a lot of friends. I'm 62, and their parents were older. And when Carter gave away the Panama Canal, I mean, I don't know how old I was when it happened. They said their parents went absolutely ballistic, and it was probably for this reason. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you were probably like, yeah, in middle school, and what I remember of that time, we're same age. I don't remember anybody thinking it was a good idea. You know, anybody's parents that talked about it. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I tell you, these dead, burned judges, like the one in Seattle, Washington, say these kids born to these illegals are citizens of the United States. They're absolutely full of it. They're the same ones that say girls can be boys and boys can be girls. Same ones, like the one in New York City found guilty, jumped guilty of a bunch of bogus felony charges. They need to be removed off the bench. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah, that's a tough one. There are too many that utilize their power and try to legislate from the bench. Not a good idea. Good morning, Rich. What's bugging you?
Good morning, guys. When looking into this birthright citizenship, which it's not actually called that in any documents, but like the Constitution. But the whole thing is that subject to the jurisdiction thereof and what that means. And there's a the Federalist blog I found, and it goes through and explains what some of these senators of the time said. And it basically, if you read it, it says it doesn't count if you are a foreigner. And they actually said that. And as far as that Chinese case, there were two cases before that were those judges or whatever just disregarded what was happened earlier, like the president type of thing. But I only learned that from listening to our buddy there, Mark Levin. But
yeah, well, that's a pretty good source to go to of any and all constitutional issues. So yeah, I'll ride along with what he interprets. We'll see. I think this is nothing. This is just a very, very beginning of effectively dealing with that issue one way or another. Thanks for your participation in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Cuba threatening Trump? Really? Details on that coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.